Patrick, I better if you can a string note on Candace Potter, C-A-N-D-A-C-E, Potter, P-O-T-T-E-R, birthday. Seven twenty-six eighty, dictation 3/22/23. Patient presents for refills without current problems. States that she was recently seen in Laurel Herman, Northeast, hospitalized for 3 days after seeing here and referral to the hospital, receiving IV fluids with negative CT, with relief of nausea and vomiting. Patients are scheduled to have additional immunotherapy by a neurologist, receives 2 doses consecutive days, every other week, under his care. Physical examination, general appearance, no acute distress, head eyes, use of osteotropic to normal limits, next level without masses. Lungs clear off shake location, heart rather than with that murmur of a gallop, abdomen soft, again, mainly or tenderness. Act scan and extremities, negative. Within normal exam, neuropsychiatric, residual hemiparesis with assisted ambulation with cane, lower extremities. Patient was given refills, including trazodone 50 milligrams, which is increased from 1 to 2 to 3 at bedtime as necessary for sleep. A patient should clonazepam, also refilled if she takes 3 times a day as needed. Resume Neuron, she's been off the past 2 weeks, 600 milligrams 4 times a day. As well as to continue other medications, to see MedSheet, has been taking Atarax 25 milligrams 4 times a day as needed for itching, advised to continue as needed for itching, not continue other medications as above, has also Finnegan's suppository to use in case of vomiting unresponsive to Zofran. Continue to receive medications from neurologists, including diclofenex 1% cream, Valium 2 milligrams, which she says she only takes occasionally at bedtime with increased stress and for insomnia. Precautions as far as taking diazepam and only to take on a rare basis, not concurrently with clonopin that she takes earlier in the day with the last dose at 7 p.m. reported by patient. Patient felt not to be at risk of overdose with these present medications. To follow up in 1 month for routine care. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.